We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church. We've been reading through Psalm 34 and our calls to worship, and I want to bring you today to verse 12, 13, and 14. We won't get to all of those, but I want to read them. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? I think everyone would probably be in that category. Everybody wants to do well in life. They desire life. They love many days. And we want to see what's good. Well, how does that happen? And that's what the rest of these verses deal with. Verse 13 says, keep thy tongue from evil. That's where most people lose it right there. The very first thing, isn't the Lord, He knows how to get right to the point. How do I see good days? How do I enjoy long life? How do I see good in my life? Number one, keep your mouth shut. What? Well, I want to talk. Keep thy tongue from evil. James tells us that the tongue is like the rudder on a ship. A rudder on a ship is not very big. It's very small compared to the rest of the size of that vessel. But without it, you don't get where you need to go. And that's what your tongue is like. It's like the rudder of your life. You stick it in. It's like trying to go canoeing on Coldwater Creek and putting somebody in the back that's never rowed a boat before. All right? I went on a lot of trips with middle schoolers in my day and taking kids out on the river, and they stick that paddle down in there and you'd start going this way and say, all right, move to the other side. Don't just stick your paddle in the water and play with it. We're going to end up finding a snake in our boat because we run up under the trees. You got to know what you're doing. And God says, keep your tongue from what? Evil. If you're going to see good days, if you're going to enjoy life, it starts right here. And you know what it's connected to? Your heart. It's connected to your heart. Your heart will get you in trouble with your tongue. Because you have a responsibility, Christian. You have a responsibility to watch this member right here and to keep it from evil. You know how to keep something from doing something? You have to get a hold of it. I mentioned I've been taking care of Gregory and Devin's dogs, and we go for walks. Actually, I go for a walk. They walk me out there. And we'll be going along, and it's an amazing thing. Every neighborhood dog knows when there's another dog out in the street, intuitively. They just know that. And immediately, when they hear the sound of another dog, what do they start doing? They just start going. And you walk, and you pick up the pace a little bit. Let's go. And we try to get past them because we don't want to wake up the neighborhood over here because Junior woke up and heard a dog out in the street and starts barking. Won't be long, we're down to the next house. I know there's dogs here. And sure enough, you hear this. They run up to the fence and they're watching. And immediately, now let me ask you something. Do dogs control their bark? No. You have to stay on them. They've made all kinds of things. We had a dog that we tried to train, and I emphasize tried, because we never, ever got over the hurdle. And John said, I've got the cure for that. I've got an electric collar. You put that on there, he'll start barking. You know what that dog did? He loved it. You'd hit that button. It just got louder and longer. That's all it did. I eventually took the bark collar off, and there were two little burn spots where it had gotten zapped, you know? And the dog, do it again. All right? You know what? I bring this illustration up because we got a lot of people in churches today that are just like that. They're just like that. They can't wait to get their opinion out. They can't wait to tear somebody down. They can't wait to just let loose. And you know what God said? If you want to see good days and you want to enjoy life and you want to know good, you keep this tongue from evil. May the Lord let His Word sink into our hearts today.